At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields: The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there. I'm David. Let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. I do have my new book, Sound Loving Relationships, is out. It's all about how to be whole on your own and also how to deal with criticism and communication as well. We also have Sunday, July 6th. We've got an open house here in Sausalito outside San Francisco from 1 to 5. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also put people on sound tables and sound vests and get people blissed out. So come check that out. It's free. We also have our in-person program starting again September 2nd, 3.5-month program. And half of it's online, which you could actually start even sooner. And it's all about how sound works at all levels of reality, including for healing yourself, healing others, and basically how the whole universe works. It's really profound, and you learn how to do treatments and sound baths as well. And you could even do workshops. We also have the online version, which is really excellent, works really well. And that starts this Tuesday, actually. You could actually start June 24th. And you can find all of those at Sound Healing Certificate or soundhealingcenter.com. And then we have our recording program starting September 23rd. We also have a concert with Rudy Celi coming up on July 5th. And that's here in Sausalito. She plays cello and uses a looper. So she gets many different parts going at the same time and plays on top of them. That's really cool. And then we have our annual retreat in Mount Shasta. It's at the Crystal Tones Center. And then on the second day, we go up on the mountain and get blessed out with the Lemurians and the Hathors. That's August 9th and 10th. Again, you can find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So today, we're going over emotions. But we're going to really go to a higher level of how to deal with emotions from a perspective of higher consciousness. We've actually done a show on working with emotions and how to use the voice to release stuck emotions. I'll give you an overview of that, but we're not going to go into detail with those 10 techniques. But I want to get to the whole perspective of how to actually ascend. Basically, to get beyond emotions into just love and light, so you're not on the roller coaster. And we'll be talking about Alice Bailey's different levels of initiation. Okay. But let's start with an overview of emotions. Okay. So here's the deal. Emotions are, oh, let me put it this way. We were, as babies, we were professional sound healers. If you had anything going on emotionally, you let it out with the sound. Wah, right? With zero thought as to what anybody thought about whether you were doing it right or wrong, you just released it. We had it down to actually express our emotions and create flow and let it go, right? And then around one or two, it's like, shh, right? And then you go to school and there's no more sound. And at work, except around here, no more sound. And we lose that God-given ability to express ourselves. And if you're not able to express yourself freely and get the emotion out, that's a blockage. And emotional blockages manifest as physical blockages quite commonly. Here's the big problem with emotions. Every medical intuitive I've talked to say that emotions are 80 to 100% cause of all disease. In fact, even with toxins and food and the food and pollution and stuff, none of that would get in if we didn't have an emotional opening. There's a lot of people that live in toxic environments, and they don't get sick, right? So it's really a huge component for why we get sick, and it kills us, the emotions. But here's the other half. If you don't feel your emotions, you're already dead. So it's this conundrum. The whole truth or the whole trick is, how long are you going to let them last? Because if you have an emotion, you got to let it just flow. You can't shut your emotional body down. You shut your emotional body down, and now you shut everything down. There's no more joy, no more love, no more of the good emotions either. So you can't shut your body down. But you don't want to keep it going. One of my students brought in a research study that said emotions only last 30 seconds unless you keep it going with your mind. And quite commonly we do. You know, we go, oh, I can't believe that's, you know, can you believe what's going on? Can you believe they did that? I can't believe. And you keep it going with that emotion of whatever around that thing that just happened. It would have been gone in 30 seconds. So I used to think if I'm stuck in emotion for a week, I really got to do something. I got to, you know,
get out, hike in nature, or, you know, do something to actually transform it. Because otherwise, I mean, it will kill you. And then I got it down to a day. And then I got it down to a few hours. And then I thought, why not 15 minutes? And then, ultimately, you can get to the point where you nip it in the bud, where you actually transform it or transmute it. This is not stuffing an emotion. We're talking about transmuting it. Like, say you've got anger. You can switch it to compassion when you go, what brought them to do what they're doing? Well, they're lost. Or they're just going with the flow of mass consciousness, which is mostly about selfishness, right? Or maybe they're tired, or didn't sleep, or hungry, right? It's not their fault. It's not their fault. So you can easily switch that anger to compassion. So you can nip it in the bud. But the thing is, the worst emotion of all is resistance to emotions. That's like, right? And that's really bad. So you got to let it flow, but don't let it hang around too long. We're not meant to feel bad around here. Many spiritual teachers have said this exact same thing. We are not meant to feel bad around here. If you're not feeling bad, that emotion is giving you the message that something's wrong, and you need to shift it and get out of that emotion back to your own natural vibration of you, which we talk about as an actual frequency and a rhythm, or ultimately your soul frequency, back to you, where there's you're present in the moment, ready for whatever's coming, maybe running a little love and light or gratitude, right? But just back to you. So emotions are really well thought of as music, because they're about flow. You know, the whole deal with emotions is let it go, right? It's all about music. It's the same as musical flow. It's like a emotion that resolves has a beautiful flow that goes to the home note and resolves, and it's done. Whereas a stressful emotion has a lot of stress, where it's like, oh, what am I going to do? It's like, oh, God, can you believe what that is? I did, and then you can't, it's really stressful. Or the worst is music that gets stuck, right? And spirit, being the beautiful, resonant being it is, goes, oh, you've got a stuck emotion there? Let me give you many other situations exactly like that, so you get the opportunity to resolve it to the home note and it's done. So often it's like for a whole lifetime. Stuck emotions are the worst, especially the one where you have no idea what to do, where to go. It's like the kid that's being abused and has nowhere to go. Has no idea what to do. So they go out of their body. It's really like one of the main causes of schizophrenia. It's called the double bind. Right? Absolute blockage. Right? But emotions are also often more, even better, thought of as sounds and timbres, and they map to sounds and timbres really well. So there's two types of sounds that emotions are that we think of as for each types of emotion. There's chaotic emotions that create chaos in the body that are not good for you, and then there's consistent energies like love and gratitude that are really good for you. So here's the list of emotions that are really bad for you over time, right? Short term, they're not bad at all, but over time, they're really bad. Okay? First, the worst is not feeling good enough about yourself, or powerlessness is like the worst of all. Here's the sound of powerlessness. Can't make a sound. That's the worst. Apathy, kind of given up. Depression, or grief. The grief is, this list is from Abraham, from Esther Hicks, channeling of Abraham. I don't think grief should be in there. Grief is a beautiful sound because it's based on love. Same with sadness. Sadness and grief I don't think should be in this list. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Fear, that's not good for you. Insecurity, guilt, worthiness, jealousy. How do you make the sound of jealousy? Right? Anger, anxiety, discouragement, that's a stuck sound. Blame, well, you can't really make the sound of blame unless you point. Worry is like a good outcome or a bad outcome, but it's really the oscillation back and forth between good and bad outcomes. Really not good for you. Doubt, disappointment, overwhelmed, frustration, pessimism, boredom. I don't know what that is. It would be something like, all of these sounds and energies are really not good for your body. It's not good for your nervous system. They're not good for your heart. They're not good for any organ. And over time, they will kill you. They will kill you. And they do. People die from running negative emotions all the time too long. Right? Then there's the positive emotions. Feeling good enough. Whee! Contentment. Whee! Hopefulness. Whee! And optimism. Whee! Right? Enthusiasm. Woo-hoo! Passion. Hi-yo! Right? Love. Freedom. Empowerment. Appreciation and gratitude. And joy. All of those are expressed with vowels, which are stable, consistent vibrations that not only are good for you and don't kill you, but they heal you. They actually heal things that have gotten off or are not vibrating consistently. Right? So these are the whole deal, is to switch it to the ones that are really good for you. Now, in we've actually gone through a lot of emotions in previous podcasts here. We've actually gone over anxiety, and there's a lot of sounds that are really good for anxiety, including finding your home note and using brainwave and delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. There's a and also, if you go to medicalsoundassociation.com, let me show you here, and click on integrative sound, you'll see treatment plans for a full range of issues and emotional issues, including grief, anxiety, and a lot of these we've already done as full podcasts, depression, PTSD, and so we've got detailed treatment plans, 30-page treatment plans for each of these. So you can even anger, you can click on any of these and you'll get the medical details, conceptual framework, safety guidelines, intake questions, and the actual treatments. And these were created by over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists. So they're really well informed. So you can check those out. And again, we've had many shows on very specific emotional issues. Now, you can, if we look at sadness, I don't know if I've talked about sadness, though. Sadness is gets a bad rap. I don't think sadness is necessarily a negative emotion. It's really a sweet sound. We love sad songs, right? We love sad songs. They're so sweet. And I think of sadness as getting you out of your head and bringing you into your emotional body where love exists. So sadness is not a grating sound like all those negative emotions we just went through. It can be a beautiful sound. Now, if you're going, it can kind of be a little drain of energy. It's kind of low energy over time, but it's not really bad for you. But there's the good sadness that is just beautiful. It's like when you cry and cry and cry and cry, and you're done crying. And you're perfectly still and peaceful. You're not happy, but you are really at peace. And that's the beautiful sadness. It's so beautiful, right? It's really a sweet energy. I love sad movies. Crying is my favorite thing. It's such a perfect release. It's such a great release. But it gets such a bad rap, you know? Oh, let's cheer you up. Come on, let's go have a drink. Can't be sad, right? Especially as guys, grip up, right? It's horrible. But my mom died, right? Let yourself be sad and relish in it and love it. It's not a grating. It will not kill you. In fact, it's sweet, especially because it's often, especially with grief, based on love, right? So that's my thing on sadness. I want to play a song for you now. Let me share my audio. And this one is called Harmonizing Emotions. And it's I use a lot of flanging, which is a spacey effect in the studio to create that floaty feeling of emotions. And then by the end, I take it off so you're really much more grounded. So check this song out. This is Harmonize Emotions. Thank you. Okay, let me share my screen. I want to talk about different initiations for moving out of being in your emotional body. And a lot of this comes from the books by Alice Bailey. Let me share my screen again here. So Alice Bailey channels an ascended master named Dijua Kuo. And her books are quite amazing. I've been reading them every night for about 15 years. And there's a couple of books that are about initiation. There's Initiation Human and Solar, and she goes through all the different, nine different initiations that people go through, or not actually, that we might go through one day, right? And how to actually move through those initiations. And then there's also the book which I'm reading right now, Rays and Initiations, the initiations, which is really more advanced. It's even how we actually go through initiations in groups and even in whole countries as well. Now, the different initiations, well, let me show you the beginning first, because this is what I think of as the very beginning of the process. Let's see, here we go. So the beginning of, and this is not an initiation, actual level one. Level one, and this again, what we're talking about is ascension or higher levels of consciousness in relation to emotions. Level one is you got to feel your emotions. If you're not feeling your emotions, you're dead. And there's two main things that actually stop us from feeling. Trauma, just can't deal with it anymore. And business. People that are workaholics, you know, they work all day, go home and go to sleep. Then they don't ever have to feel anything. And they can be really good, make a lot of money, be really efficient, and never feel anything. Business and trauma are the main two things that stop people from feeling. You got to feel your emotions, right? But then there's level two, which is watching your emotions. Now, this is the first initiation from Alice Bailey. It's all about getting off the roller coaster and watching your emotions instead of being your emotions. And it really requires not being attached to your emotions anymore. A lot of people go, well, that's just how I'm feeling. Well, do you feel good? No, it kind of sucks. Well, great. I mean, why are you there? I mean, let's transform it, right? You don't, we're not meant to feel bad around here, right? So the trick is to become the witness, that camera that's watching things. And the cool thing about this is the camera has no emotions and it's perfectly still. That point of awareness that is the witness is perfectly still and calm and peaceful. So it's a calm, peaceful part of you, your point of awareness, that's watching this roller coaster. And the roller coaster can be fun, it can be wild, at least it's not boring, but it can be so bad it kills you, right? So to be able to watch your emotions instead of being on that roller coaster, that's the first initiation that Alice Bailey talks about. The third level is not an initiation also. And this is about releasing your emotions. In previous podcasts, we've gone through 11 or 10 techniques on how to release emotion. Make the sound of the emotion with the intention of releasing it. Make the sound and slowly transform it to a beautiful sound. Right, slowly. Make it small and then get rid of it and fill it up with love. Be present in your body with the emotion. Make the sound of the part of the body wants you to make to release the emotion, the part of the body that's holding the emotion. Have higher beings make the sound through you to transform the emotion. Have source make the sound through you. Send love to that part of the body or that emotion. Or just go to higher higher emotions like gratitude and compassion and joy and look at it from that perspective. And or just go to your soul frequency and see it from that perspective, and then it's all resolved, right? So these are the different techniques you can do to release your emotions, and those are really important if they get in, when they get in, or I said when they get in, right, to be able to transform them. The next level, which is the second initiation from Alice Bailey, is to transmute your emotions with the mind connected to spirit. It's similar to getting off the roller coaster, but now you're actually viewing them from the mind, which is much more stable. So you're not letting your emotions rule your life, which is where most people are. Alice Bailey says 70% of people are, their emotional body is the leader. And it's a freaking roller coaster. It's wild. And it's not good for you. It can be really, it will kill you over time. So we can do this by, again, transforming anger to compassion, right? What brought them to do what they're doing? And we can also do it by seeing that they're the same as us. They don't want suffering, as Dalai Lama says. They want happiness just like you. They're just like you. And then you can have compassion, because when you can go to a place where you're one with the universe, then you can easily transmute that emotion to a different level. It's really cool when you go into fear to actually just shift it to love. It's interesting. What I learned a long time ago is transforming emotions. We're kind of talking about level three here again, but I just wanted to share this. It's like when people talk about letting go of something. Well, you can go through a process where it feels like you've done something to shift it. Right? Like you made a sound and it actually shifted it. But the truth is, letting go is simply going to a higher place. So letting go of emotion like fear might just simply be going to love. Because if you just start, it's like I remember I was almost in an accident that I caused. And this car came screeching up to my door, 6 inches from the door of my car, and I just started shaking in fear. And I thought, this is useless. What's the point? The tiger is gone. They didn't hit me, right? There's no use of fear to get the adrenaline going to do anything, right? I don't need to run. So I immediately started toning love. I shifted it automatically to love and resonated that. And so I didn't do anything to transform the fear other than go to love. So letting go often means simply going to a different energy. I got that download a few years ago. I wanted to share that with you. Okay. Now, we often use the mind to actually transform emotions, especially with, it's the basis of hypnotherapy. Just any type of therapy for emotions, right? So, most therapies are talk therapy, where you actually just talk about how you're feeling. But often, some therapists actually get you to transform the emotion and to actually move to another level. Hypnotherapy is really good of that as well, or any psychotherapy, you know. But the problem with a lot of psychotherapy is they just resonate what's wrong, which is really good if you're not facing an emotion. And that's very common. I don't want to feel it. Resistance to emotion. You need to face it, right? Because the resistance is a sound that's really bad for you. Ah, right. So actually resonating the emotion, but don't stay there. Go to the transformation to the higher level, which is basically gratitude, compassion, love. I mean, all the really positive ones that we just did earlier that are really good for you. Right? So transmuting emotions is really important. Now, there's this guy, what's his name? I forget his name. He wrote a book for kids. And his whole thing was name it to tame it on emotions. Name it to tame it. So when you name it, you're taking yourself out of the emotional body to actually be in your mental body, which is way more stable and peaceful. But, you know, we're not just talking about going into your head. We're talking about going into your mental body connected to spirit still. So it's actually a higher state of consciousness. So that's really, really helpful. Now, there's another thing that you can do that is actually shockingly effective to get out of an emotion. And that is to do an om in your third eye. Imagine, you could do om or any vowel. And try it. Let's try it. Imagine a vowel humming or an om humming in your third eye now, silently. This is so cool. It's so effective. It's actually shockingly effective because so often we get stuck in emotion and we can't get out of it. And to do just that, within 30 seconds, you're out of your emotional body because there are no emotions in the third eye. The emotions, most people talk about emotions, the center of emotions being in the solar plexus. Right? Go through your whole system, but as far as chakras, the third eye has no emotions. So by doing a frequency, imagine a frequency there, you can get out of the emotional body. Try it next time you're stuck in an emotion and you can't get out. Okay. So the next level is level 5, where you drop the emotional body. This is the most important initiation of all, and it often takes many, many lifetimes to get where you actually drop the emotional body and just live in spirit. And they say this is was what Christ went through on the cross, leaving the world behind and going into spirit. And it's really interesting. It's like the emotional body doesn't go away, but you simply don't identify with it anymore. The ascended masters and all the higher beings, they say emotions are silly illusions. But I was just reading just recently, Alice Bailey is saying, but it's an illusion, but we so much live in our emotions that we've made it as if it's real. And so we see it as a real world. But it's not. It's completely made up. It's an illusion. And when you drop that illusion, then you can just live in love and light the whole time. So then you might be on a roller coaster of gratitude, compassion, love, universal love, and oneness, right? Or here's the way I think of it, is really the ultimate, and that is bliss, and then you come back and you do gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you go back to bliss, and then thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In your 3D body, you're doing gratitude, but in your 5D, you're just bliss, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Right? There's many more initiations above this, which are much higher level. Let me show you the ones that the way Alice Bailey looks at them. It's kind of interesting here. So Okay. So, let me. Oh, okay. Find it here. Nope, that's not it. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. So, initiation zero. That's what she says. The vast majority of ordinary humanity is in this probationary path. That's before the first initiation, where we're still on, you know, basically immersed in emotions, and it's running our whole life. Right? And then the first initiation is what we talked about, where one gains full control over the physical body and the emotional body. And she says, or Benjamin Krem says, there's 800,000 people at this initiation. The second initiation is the one where you actually the full control of the physical body. The second is full control. That's where you use your mind to control the astral body, which is the emotional body. They use astral to mean emotional body. And there's 240,000 people at this level. No telling when this was written, though. There could be way more now. And then the third initiation is where you drop the emotional body. So now you acquire fully developed clairvoyance and clairaudience, and there's only 2,000 or 3,000 people at this level. So it's not very common. I would bet there's way more now since this was actually written. And then there's the fourth initiation. I haven't even talked about this one yet. An individual reaching the is known to be as the perfected one, the Arhat or Paramahamsa. Symbolically, the fourth initiation is denoted as the crucifixion initiation, and it's again to develop spirituality. Only 450 people. The fifth initiation, and that's where you're really connected to your soul, and then you drop the soul and you become a holy master. And this is the resurrection. According to Alice Bailey and others, there are only 43 beings, and this is where you're really just one with the whole universe. The sixth initiation is the Chohan, and now you are, they don't even say much about it. I don't even know. And then the Bodhisattva is the seventh, and the Maitreya or World Teacher is the level of this initiation. That's like, Jesus, they say Jesus hadn't even gotten to that level yet. And that's the Buddha at the eighth level. Oh my God, there's just really high levels of initiation. They don't go into them in detail, do they? Right. So the whole deal is to start working. First, if you're not feeling your emotions, around here it seems like not really a big problem, you know. Most people are really feeling their emotions, especially if you're working with sound healing already. And then the next step is to learn how to transform those emotions and get off the roller coaster so that you are at peace watching those emotions and then using your mind to control your world and manifest what you need and want. It's really like people commonly confuse the mind where you're going into your head, and that can be a problem because that's not really feeling. You're really just in your head, not actually present with the universe. But when you're in your mind connected to spirit, now there's love can flow through, spirit source energy flows through, and it's a whole different level. So we're not talking about going into your head, because a lot of people say, oh, we need to get out of our head. But we're using our mind to control the emotion. And this is exactly what Buddhism talks about. Buddhism says the main thing is discipline over the lower self. And even in the Hebrew, in the Kabbalah, the whole thing is to control, use your mind to control the lower self. And what that means often is say, no, I am not going to run this depression. No, I am not going to run this anxiety. No, use your mind and say, no, you have to be in your power. If you're worn out and frazzled and completely, if you're clinically depressed for a long time, it gets in your body. If you're really fragile, it's really hard to use your power to say no. But most of us are totally in our power. We can totally go, no, right? And say no to these lower emotions. And that's using your mind to say no and simply shift it. In another podcast, I talk about actually changing grief to gratitude. And that's a perfect example of transmuting emotions. Taking this grief based on love, and instead of going, oh, it's a bummer, they're gone, which is natural, right? Especially when it first happens, it's natural to go there. But if it goes on too long, shift it to gratitude. Because if you stay in grief too long, it gets in the way of life. Switch it to gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for this love I had in my life. How blessed am I? And do the sound of gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Cool. Okay, so that's a wider perspective on higher consciousness. I want to play my song on releasing stuck emotions. This is from my first Nutra Energetic CD, because I really like this one. Let me share my sound and play it for you. Okay, this is releasing stuck emotions. Enjoy. Oh, Emotional Stress Release is actually the name of the song. Thank you. sorry about that.
Edit that one out.
So the whole deal is to be at peace no matter what's going on. Be at that, be on that roller coaster of bliss and gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Imagine that's all there is the rest of your life. Bliss and gratitude. At least the rest of the weekend, the rest of the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Always at peace. Thanks for listening. Take care.